to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If Santorum can win in Ohio, he will survive.
If Mitt Romney wins Ohio, he takes a giant step forward.
If Santorum can squeak this guy.
If Romney wins in Ohio.
Santorum can't afford to lose Ohio.
If Romney wins Ohio.
If Santorum wins, the whole omelet is up in the air and it may land on the floor.
Here's a sampling of the news media coverage of the Super Tuesday primaries, Super Tuesday caucuses. So let's get at it. GOP race number one this week on the countdown. Doug Steffen here with our overview of the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending the 9th of March. Here's a rundown of all 10 as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine. The debate over a parade for returning Iraq war troops. That is number 10. Number 9, the NFL controversy about paying a bounty to some football players for roughing up the other side. The iPad 3 is number 8. Number 7, the aftermath of the tornadoes in the Midwest. Number 6, the violence in Syria this week. Targeting American tourists abroad, that's number 5. Number 4, rising gasoline prices. Number 3, Iran's nuclear ambitions. Number 2, Rush Limburger in trouble. And number 1, a presidential race. Here's analyst Terry Madonna talking to host Bob Durgin about the Super Tuesday aftermath.
If we all sat down and said, let's devise the worst process to nominate candidates for the presidency, would we not come up with the current one?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Now imagine this. Because of the way the delegate selection works, it looks like Mitt Romney is probably going to win the nomination because he has a third of the delegates necessary to be nominated. And because of the way they pick delegates, we don't have to get into that, Santorum would have to win 60-65% of all the delegates that remain to be elected to be nominated. Now, here's the point. For years, these nominations were over long before our voters in this state, regardless of party, got to play a role in their own party's nominations for the presidency. Now, what is wrong with that? What is wrong with the fact that voters in states that hold later primaries are often irrelevant because the nomination battles are over and the nominee is, you know, the candidates get in, they get out, and the nominations are virtually sewed up before the later states, like, you know, in April and May that have their primaries, and sometimes March, aren't even relevant. And I think you cannot, in a democracy, you cannot explain that, in my humble judgment.
Well, it's like a lot of the people are disenfranchised. They don't play an equal role in the process.
That's right. And why shouldn't, I'll use our state's voters for a minute, but it could be any state. Why should Pennsylvania voters not play a role in the nomination of the candidates for the presidency of the United States, the most powerful office in the land? Is this the best we can do? That's my, and, you know, normally I don't do that. I wait for you to ask me a question, but I thought about this, the more, I won't say incensed because I've lived with this process, you know, for the last 30 years since they changed how they pick delegates and all that and the primaries. But more and more, I just wonder how big states like ours, especially with a lot of clout, how we can sit back and say, we're just irrelevant. It doesn't matter what happens here. Our votes don't matter. The nominee's done. And just we go blithely along our way when we're nominating candidates. And as you know, the choices in 100 times out of 100 is going to be a Democrat or a Republican, right?
Yeah. Well, so, I could say the same thing about the Republican and probably the Democratic Party, but the Republican Party in Pennsylvania, that prior to the primary, they endorse a candidate and give him money and all kinds of support, thus discouraging any other candidate from running in the primary because it's really not worth it, and those people will probably lose. That's disenfranchising voters as well.
Up next on the countdown, Rick Santorum explains why he is the number one guy in his mind for the job of running against President Obama.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
I'm David Travers, head of operations at Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. For more than 25 years, March for Babies has given us the opportunity to support families in our communities. Take steps to help women have healthy pregnancies across the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The top 10 talk topics are where we are, as usual, at this time of the week. We'll go through all 10 this hour. GOP presidential race number one on the countdown. Here's host Greg Knapp with Rick Santorum. They talk about some of the complaints people have had about his experience versus that of Mitt Romney.
One of the complaints I hear about you is you've been in government a long time without executive experience and without the kind of business experience that, say, Mitt Romney has. So how can you be an effective president without those two things? What do you say?
President has to be a leader. Someone has to inspire people. You know, I'm not managing a company. You know, if you want someone to manage the federal bureaucracy, then hire Mitt Romney. If you want someone to lead the country, someone who has experience as commander-in-chief, which he has none. I served 8 years on the Armed Services Committee. I spent 5 years after I left Congress at a think tank lecturing, writing, and trying to move public policy with respect to one country, Iran. You want someone who's on the Republican side of the aisle is the expert on Iran? You're talking to him on the phone. This is what a president does. President's commander in chief. President is someone who has to go out and lead the country with bold visions and ideas of where we're going to take this country. Not a bureaucrat, not someone who can manage and technical. We can hire folks. We can put a great team around us of conservatives. You want someone who's going to change this government? You have someone who has a record of being a conservative and hiring and bringing conservatives around it. Not hiring a majority of Democratic judges, for example, including liberal activist judges, known liberal activist judges he appointed to the courts in Massachusetts. Not developing the biggest health care mandate and then advocating for that mandate at the federal level. That's the difference. We need someone who has convictions, is going to stick by those convictions when it becomes unpopular, because we know that's what's in the best interest of our country, to stick to our founding principles. Mitt Romney is just wrong on all those fronts. If you want someone who's going to create jobs, Well, look what he did in the, he talks about his private sector work. He was 47th out of 50th in job creation during the 4 years he was governor of Massachusetts. If that's what we want for America, be 47th out of 50, the top 50 countries, then Mitt Romney's your guy. If you want someone who's actually has a record of standing by what he believes in and has experience to lead this country, I'm the guy.
Here are hosts Bob Davis and Tom Emmer talking about the lack of enthusiasm that some Republican voters have toward the field of candidates.
The media sort of laid out a bunch of storylines, which, I'm kind of asking about. One is this enthusiasm storyline, that Romney's getting the nomination, quote unquote, even though, of course, that hasn't been decided either, but that people are voting, they're settling on Romney, but they're not enthusiastic. That Ron Paul is constantly being denigrated by the media and so would do better if they were more objective as it pertains to Ron Paul. That Newt should get out of the race, that Santorum should get out of a race, or that both of them should get out of the race. That Ron Paul and Santorum and Newt should get out of the race and just leave it to Romney, because this race for the nomination has been highly damaging to the presidential candidate, the main, quote-unquote, main candidate, which is Romney. Does that stuff make sense to you? Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I got 2 points for you guys. First, no one on the conservative side has articulated any point that, liberals want independence. They want freedom and, all that good stuff. That's why they have all these organizations to get them freedom and such, but yet they're voting for people who hinder them by putting more regulations on them.
Well, I personally believe liberals think they're liberal, but they're actually not the liberals. I personally believe they are conservative, because what they're trying to do is maintain and strengthen the status quo. That the true liberals are on the right because they want to try something new. They want to reduce the power of government, and that is a liberal. That, in fact, is a liberal concept.
Classical liberal. It's not liberal as we understand it today.
Right. I won't go there because it confuses people. But I think if you put it in that, if you flip the polls, in other words, if you flip the polls and really look at what people actually are. The people on the right are the radical liberals, and the liberals are actually the conservative ones because they want more stuff from the government.
Okay, well, I got a second point.
That didn't go over too good. I'm working on it.
Make your point.
Okay, since most people really don't care about politics and they pay more attention to football, okay, you got to look at it this way. Obama's got a 25% winning percentage as a quarterback of the football team. Okay, you look at Ron Paul. Yeah, the guy's got, he hasn't played for a few years, but, when he did play, he was, a good, solid quarterback. And
really?
Romney and Santorum and that, they're all at about 30-35%, and the people are going, well, yeah, it's better than, Obama with his 20%, but, should we really take a chance? Because we're not really getting that much more out of the deal. Do you follow me on that?
Well, actually, you and I are kind of like ships in the night, because I have no idea what you're talking about. And you don't have any idea what I'm talking about.
Actually, I'm gonna do this, because I don't know if this is what you're saying. I don't even know if you know this is what you're saying. But it gets back to this issue about, you need to have a real choice. I mean, is that what excites people about a candidate, is when they have a candidate, and maybe that's a guy like Ron Paul, who says things that moderates go, that's crazy, you can't do that. You're not going to be able to eliminate all those agencies at a federal level. Come on, let's talk reality. Well, you know what? Reality ain't working. That's why people are looking for candidates that will excite them with something different. If you got candidates who are too close to each other, then where's the choice? Thanks, and why would independence come out?
Up next, Rush Limbaugh, Iran nukes, and some other hot hits in the Woo Talk Radio. Stick around.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're up to number two on the countdown, Rush Limbaugh, what he said, the controversy following him. Here's host Robert Reese gave his station's official position on Rush Limbaugh after getting deluged with emails and phone calls about getting him off the air there.
Talk radio is successful for many reasons, the most of which is because listeners don't expect to be taught or educated, but because the opinions shared by the hosts most accurately reflect their own opinions. As program director, I can tell you that together with management, we have put together the best lineup of hosts that most accurately reflect the majority of conservative-leaning listeners in the Twin Cities and surrounding areas. Rush Limbaugh has always been at the top of that lineup, even now. One of the many categories surveyed, Rush Limbaugh had the most votes as the listener's favorite host, by far. Wasn't even close. Talk radio is opinion-based radio, and sometimes an individual's opinion may offend some or many. Rush's comments last week did just that. They offended. Since his comments were made, there has been a backlash against stations that carry his program, advertisers associated with the Rush Limbaugh show, and the advertisers on stations that carry his show. Most of these threats to boycott the station and its advertisers come from those who are liberal-leaning listeners. They are not the listeners this lineup of hosts was intended to entertain. They are also not the demographic that our advertisers were told that they would be reaching out to. We take very seriously our relationship with our advertisers and feel that these threats to boycott the station and our advertisers are manipulative attempts to squash free speech as protected in the First Amendment.
The number three item of the countdown is what's happening with Israel, Iran, what our position is with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who, by the way, appears with Greta Van Susteren here. And they talk about his speech this week on dealing with Iran.
I listened very carefully to your speech, very carefully, and in fact, I have a transcript of it in front of me, and it says that the international community has tried the diplomacy. That hasn't worked. That the community has applied sanctions. That hasn't worked either. That there are efforts to impose tougher sanctions, but Iran's nuclear program continues in spite of that. You said Iran's goal is to develop nuclear weapons, and as prime minister, you will never gamble with the security of Israel. It sounds like war is inevitable.
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, we've seen, in fact, that Iran backed off from its nuclear program, its nuclear weapons program, really only once in the 15, 16 years that I've been warning the world about the dangers of a nuclear arm of Iran. And the only time they backed away was in 2003 when they thought there'd be a credible military threat against them. So in fact, the paradox is that if they actually believe that they're going to face the military option, you probably won't need the military option.
And I guess that's why I suppose that the Secretary of Defense Panetta's statements that the military options are on the table and President Obama's statement as well is helpful to discourage Iran.
I think these are important statements. I think that the idea that containment vis-a-vis nuclear Iran is not an option are important statements. Just remember what it means. You try to contain a regime that is fostering terror worldwide that could use nuclear terror here in any city, any port. That's a very dubious proposition. So I think all these things are important, as was the president's statement of something that is very true about the ethos of what Israel is all about, that Israel is a sovereign country, must have the ability to defend itself by itself against any threat, and as a sovereign country, we have the right to decide to act in our own defense.
Is there anyone that disputes that, though, that Israel doesn't have a right to defend itself, doesn't have a right to its sovereignty? I mean, obviously, sovereignty is, but a right to defend yourself.
Well, it's a question of the assessment of when you have to activate that right. I think that's the real important thing. I think the reiteration of that basic proposition was important. I think it, you can't repeat that too often.
And I guess that means a little bit in terms of preemptive, whether you preempt Iran to take nuclear action, building the bombs, whether you go in there ahead of time. Is that what you mean?
Well, I mean that the Jewish people were faced often in our history in the situation that people tried to destroy us. In fact, they did destroy millions of Jews in the last century. And we couldn't do nothing about it because we had no sovereign state. Now they still try. They still threaten to destroy us. But this time there's a state of Israel. And if necessary, we'll act in our own defense.
So let's see if we can squeeze some of your calls in. Our number is toll-free, 800-510-8255. Help yourself. You'll be up next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. With a growing selection of over 350,000 parts, we have the part you need or we'll get it fast. Yeah. Advance is your one stop. Don't run all over town because they'll have the part I need. Automotive Shangri-La. Right now, save up to $20 on Wagner ThermoQuiet brake pads after mail-in rebate. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, 33 after the hour, and we continue with the overview of the hot hits in talk radio from this week, marking the end of the week, March the 9th, 2012, Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The price you're paying for gasoline is number 4 on our list of the top 10 this week. Speaker John Boehner has criticized the White House energy policy, noting the executive branch is coordinating opposition to the Keystone Pipeline Amendment in the upper chamber. Looks like the bill has failed in the Senate. So where are we when it comes to that help? Or would that be a help in terms of what you're paying for gasoline? Let's find out. Here's John Scott talking to Mary Catherine Hamm and Juan Williams about blame and fixing the cost of gasoline.
Can gas buyers, can motorists take the price of gas and lay their complaints about it at the White House door?
Well, I think it's tricky to know exactly who's at fault. It's just as silly to blame entirely oil companies as it is to blame entirely the president, as the Democrats were very generous in doing with Bush back in those days, and as Republicans are apt to do with Obama. Now, look, it's a complicated situation, but the deal is, the argument you can make is that Barack Obama is not helping the situation. Keystone was sort of a no-brainer for people struggling with gas prices, looking like this is a way that you can help with our actual allies, and perhaps it doesn't happen right this moment, but it's something that can happen in the future. And they look at that and they go, what? Then they hear Secretary Chu testifying that, hey, it's not really our policy to help bring gas prices down. It's our policy to wean you off of oil. These are things that I think the Republican nominees candidates have not been great about bringing onto the campaign trail and communicating clearly to people, because Barack Obama is vulnerable on this. And they should be making hay with it.
Juan, the president shut down drilling in the Gulf after the Deepwater Horizon. He has canned, at least for now, the Keystone Pipeline. Can he have it both ways? I mean, can he say that he isn't responsible for the increase in gas prices, and yet he's done some things that have clearly reduced the amount of oil available in this country?
I don't think there's any way that he is responsible. I mean, if you look at it, Keystone is one of the, you know, variables, but it's not as if anybody's arguing that if you put Keystone online, there'd be an immediate reduction in the price of gas in this country. In fact, even the people who want to build the pipeline acknowledge most of that fuel or oil supply would be shipped overseas to satisfy increasing demand in China. So what we have is a global market, and it's very difficult. And a lot of the kind of sloganeering that we're hearing on the campaign trail, specifically from Newt Gingrich with the signs last night at his victory speech that said 250, is really an appeal to try to create an issue that they can tap into that is so visceral for everybody who has to pump gas and sees the prices going up and is frustrated. But is it a political issue in terms of having impact and people being upset? Yes. Is it something that you can say American politicians control and not oil industry executives? I don't think that's a rational thing to say.
So there's Juan Williams talking with John Scott on Fox about the price you're paying for gasoline and what the influences are. Is it important to blame or important to fix? Would be my question. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com as we go through all of these. If you have a quick comment you'd like to add to the mix of conversation here, help yourself. Number five on our list of the hot 10, the problem with American terrorists abroad and how they've been terrorized and targeted. Here are our hosts Jim McKinney, Jay Morris, and Sean Patrick talking about Attorney General Holder's announcement that there is legal justification to kill American citizens overseas if they are involved in terrorist activities against our country.
The number one law enforcement officer in the country, who is the Attorney General, Eric Holder, said Monday that the U.S. government is legally justified in killing U.S. citizens overseas if they are involved in terrorist activities and attacks against America. So he says in a speech prepared for for Northwestern University's law school, quote, "In this hour of danger, we simply cannot afford to wait until deadly plans are carried out, and we will not." So the 200-plus, year history of the United States where the unwritten rule has been we do not go out and murder people in other countries, and we do anyway. Now we, according to Attorney General Holder, we are legally justified in killing American citizens abroad if they are doing bad things.
I understand we need to protect ourselves. I get that. I completely understand that piece of that. That being said, at some point, don't they have a right to a trial if they are an American citizen? I mean, can you say that the Attorney General is incorrect in that? To say, hey, look, they don't have a right to a fair trial. Well, I guess that to me is where this all comes down to. Look, they were granted that within the Constitution to say, hey, look, you have the right to a fair trial by your peers. It seems odd that he would come out and say, no, that's not how this is going to work. And maybe I'm reading too much into this. Maybe I'm reading this completely wrong.
I don't believe it's always practical to arrest all of our enemies. And whether or not someone is a U.S. citizen, citizenship, I don't believe does, nor do I think it should, confer some sort of Superman-like force field around you where simply by taking the oath of citizenship, which incidentally, I mean, someone can become a citizen under false pretenses in order to gain some sort of access or something. So when we use the word citizen or American citizen, I think it conjures up this image of, Johnny Appleseed, red, white, and blue American citizen. And, I think there are a lot of people who are American citizens who have their ill will towards America. I would say that probably goes for every country on earth. There's probably citizens of every country on earth that don't like that country or, perhaps more to the point, don't like that government. Jim used the word murder, and I have to disagree with that choice of word. If someone is an enemy and plotting against the U.S., murder, I think, implies that there's something unjustified about that. Like, you murder someone for some sort of gain. To say that you're killing someone before they're able to, undertake some sort of, action against the U.S., I don't know if you can call that murder or defense. I mean, that's a case-by-case basis.
All right. 800-510-8255. The discussion about whether Americans can be targeted if they are involved in terrorist activities. There's only been a few examples of that. But it is, I think, an important thing for us to wrap ourselves around, whether it's the most important thing. It looks like it was number five this week, so a lot of people wanted to talk about it. Steve in Lynchburg, Virginia, what do you want to talk about?
Yes, I just wanted to mention oil that 10 years ago, the Democrats were saying ANWR would take 10 years to get oil. And here we are 10 years later with no oil. We wanted 2,000 acres out of 19 million in that area to drill, and I believe had we started drilling 10 years ago, we'd be more self-sufficient.
I think you're 100% right. Thank you for bringing it back to our attention. 800-510-8255. Number six on our list of the top 10 this week on the countdown of Hot Hits and Talk Radio. Here's host Jane Foy. Talking about the violence in Syria with correspondent Edward Uranian.
The UN humanitarian chief is heading to Damascus today to urge the government to allow
relief workers access to the hardest hit areas. Edward Uranian is with us from Cairo to chat about that situation this morning.
Yes, well, there's a whole raft of diplomatic efforts being taken over Syria, but it's probably on a par with the verbal torrent of verbal denunciations, which are amounting to very little and very late. It doesn't look like Valerie Amos, the UN humanitarian head, is going to be able to accomplish much. I think the Syrian government sort of wanted to show the outside world it was doing something by letting her in. They didn't let her in last week when it probably would have mattered more that she got into humps. They're not even letting the Red Cross or the Syrian Arab Red Crescent take its aid convoy into Bab Umar, the district that was hit. They're making deliberate efforts to say they're taking aid to other areas, which sort of deflects the criticism, but it's still not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And at the same time, they're on a witch hunt and conducting revenge killings, reprisal killings in Bab Umar. So it's an ugly scenario, and I really don't know what to say.
Really, that what we assumed was that she was going to be able to convince them to at least go into the hardest hit areas and perhaps, you know, would offer some aid and then leave, not to have people actually escape the country. But you're saying none of this is really going to go down?
Well, I see that the Syrian government, from what the activists and the Arab satellite channels are saying, has been trying to clean up that Bab Umar district so it's palatable. And when people look at it, you can't really tell what's actually taken place. At least that's what people are saying. So undoubtedly, they would like to take her in there and say all is well and then escort her out as quickly as possible. She's supposed to be heading to Homs right now. My guess, just knowing the Syrian government, is they're going to probably take her to areas around that district and probably not into the center and probably not let her see very much of anything.
All right. There's Edward Uranian. These are dry items, even though there is some import to them. There's about four or five things that are on the countdown this week, and I think that's the case most every week, that are more exciting, and I put a quotation on that, more engaging than others, and they don't always float to the top of the top ten, but they're in there. And I'm not sure that we've been listening to these stories about Syria for how long? I probably shouldn't say we, but somehow or other, the guy who's there, Al-Assad, still does what he does, and nobody stopped him. Why don't we send the SEAL team in there? You really serious about getting rid of this guy? Send in the same SEAL team that bopped off Bin Laden. 800-510-8255. Paul in Chino wants to go back a moment to the targeting of American terrorists. All right, Paul, what's your feeling? What's your thought? What do you think?
Eric Holder and the whole Obama administration is unconstitutional on this topic. I'm a 10-year veteran of Marine Corps, and every citizen I've fought and I've served, so every citizen of this country has a judicial right, whether they're being allegedly a terrorist or an enemy combatant of this country, whether they're abroad or here in the United States. Everything Eric Holder has said in that speech or his little presentation is all wrong. He personally, I think he should resign or be fired.
I know, but that's because I'm not denigrating your thought process, but you don't like Obama and you don't like anybody who's in the administration, so you take this point of view, and a lot of people do take this point of view, whether it's objective or not. There may be the whole thing is sticky. The thing is, and I'm surprised it's gotten as much attention because this problem has been around for quite a while. Appreciate your expressing yourself, though, Paul. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Dealing with the Midwestern tornadoes, number 7, up next on the countdown.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders and reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
When you're ready to save money, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our exclusive Way to Save savings account, you can save money automatically. Every time you use your debit card to make a purchase or pay a bill with Wells Fargo Online Bill Pay, $1 is transferred from your Wells Fargo checking account to your Way to Save account. You can also set up recurring daily or monthly transfers to save even more money fast. Call, click, or stop by today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
800-510-8255. Here's radio host Jimmy Barrett talking about the Midwest tornadoes.
We send a lot of volunteers to Kentucky in particular to help out. How many Richmonders are there trying to help?
At this time, as of this morning, we've sent 4 volunteers along with 2 emergency response vehicles. If you've seen the pictures on TV, those are vehicles that look very similar to an ambulance. They have the capability to serve up to 1,000 meals at any given time. These are hot meals. They can go out into communities that were affected by these tornadoes or any storms, and they go out in those areas, get meals to people that are, you know, starting the cleanup process. Those vehicles can also be loaded with shovels, rakes, other cleaning supplies that can help these families really start the cleanup process. And we're doing that in 7 states affected by the tornadoes. Like I said, there's volunteers from the Richmond area in Kentucky, and they'll be there for the days and potentially weeks to come. They're really amazing people who, you know, we train all year long for this sort of thing. But then when they get the call, whether it comes at, you know, 3 a.m. or in the middle of the morning, they get up and travel miles to help their neighbors across the country.
Yeah, they drop everything they're doing, and they get there, and they help for as long as they're needed. And sometimes they're needed for weeks on end. And from what we've seen of some of that tornado damage, that could be weeks on end.
All right, stand by for the final couple of items on the countdown this week.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save.
Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breasts, $140 on a year's supply of basics. Plus, save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends today. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends today. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800-USA-Money and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Reviewing the top 10 at number 8, we've all had an experience listening to people or reading about the iPad 3, the introduction of that this week. So I'm going to move on to number 9, which is this bounty controversy that seems to be swirling around the NFL. Here is Boomer Esiason, who has a radio program in New York, and Craig Carton talking to a sports analyst and former coach Bill Cowher about the New Orleans situation, where the players seem to have been offered bounties for being overly aggressive.
I can't imagine that you would ever advocate something like this bounty system that Greg Williams has had, and I'm sure you've known him for a long time. First and foremost, what are your thoughts on what is coming out of New Orleans right now?
Well, I mean, I think it's unfortunate. Number one, I do like Greg Williams. I think he's a good football coach. I think when you look at something like this, Boom, I think you know that the players have always had little pools with which they put money into, and they do it in practice, they do it in games. The term bounty is a problem with me because I think it reflects trying to injure somebody. You're trying to get someone out of the game for all the wrong reasons, and that to me is the problem I have. I've never condoned that. Certainly, there was a time when you used to, gave money special teams players for tackles inside the 20. So there were little incentives you had, but I think the league has really cracked down, even when the cap came into it, and they eliminated any kind of bonuses because, that's just a way of circumventing the cap. So, I mean, that in itself is a rules violation, in my opinion. So I think the concept, to me, the biggest problem with this is that they were told about this and yet continue to do this. And I think that's the biggest problem I've had with this whole thing, is condoning something that, number one, can be imply and try to injure a player.
Here's what's interesting about what you just said. It's been standard practice in the league, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, of guys having little pools set up for, first interception, first tackle on third down, whatever it might be. And that's kind of like the NFL's dirty little secret, because once you have that, obviously, the evolution of that is, hey, if I'm getting $100 for a third down tackle, someone at some point on every team is going to say, hey, listen, and if you knock the quarterback out, you're going to get a big bonus. That's natural.
Well, the only thing, again, I go back to, you know, to me, is if I ever heard of something like that, or trying to get knock somebody out of the game like that, to me, there's going to be, in your mind, of doing whatever it takes to do that. And that is going to be something that's going to be an illegal play, and it's going to cost your team at some point. And I did not want to do, to me, that's very selfish. And so, you know, I have no problem of you know, trying to impose yourself and making people feel the presence of your of where you are when they come across the middle. Those are the type, that's part of the game. It's an intimidating type of game. Intimidation becomes a big part of it.
Right.
But, you know, trying to hurt players is one thing, and that's fine. Trying to, you know, to get them clean hits. But when you imply injury, and that to me is what bounty does, you're trying to injure a player and get him out of the game, to me, you've crossed the line.
That sounds about right to me. How about to you? That's number 9, the bounty controversy on the countdown. Let's get to number 10. There's continuing conversation about whether or not cities and towns around the country have enough money to have some of these parades. There are those who have been criticized for not holding parades, for returning Iraq War veterans. City of New York held a ticker tape parade for Super Bowl champions, but not for Iraq War vets. What do you think of this? 800-510-8255. We sampled a number of programs talking about this and callers. Here's one of them named Scott.
I just think people need to remember it's the warrior and not the war. The politics or who did what or who went where or how things happened is, to me, is basically irrelevant because we had the war. And you should honor the veterans. Have a parade. A good example that I see is like PBS will announce how many veterans have died on their TV newscast. You don't see that nationally. We should be thinking about the people that serve this country and welcome them back and let them know that they've done a good job. The theory that they shouldn't have a parade because there's another conflict or this is going on, you have to think about the veterans. The knowledge of a lot of average Americans about what goes on in Iraq versus when you read Stars and Stripes or watch PBS specials or see what's going on. I feel a lot of Americans don't even understand what's going on, and I think it's a disgrace to sit here and say that we shouldn't acknowledge our vets or have a parade for them when they serve their country, regardless of their political views.
Here's a caller who thinks the parade is a good thing, but they'd rather have a pay raise than the money spent on this parade.
So I think a parade is fine, but if you really want to honor the enlisted man, every enlisted man should be given $1,000 a month raise. I don't think anything would make them any happier, their families, their, you know, the whole shebang. If you want to honor the veterans, give every enlisted man $1,000 a month raise.
There's the Talk Radio Countdown. A little over.